Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week where we can touch one another. I can communicate with you, you communicate with me, and it's a lot of fun. So what we're doing tonight, dear friends, is call in and we will follow your voice and connect with your body and give you a past life reading, not a full reading, but tell you who you were in a past lifetime. So we're ready to do that now. If you are so inclined to find out, give us a call. So right now, we don't have someone calling, but what I'll do is talk a little bit about the movie Ghost. I mentioned it last week. I thought the movie was very well done because it really did show a lot about how things work when someone dies. And if you recall, the star of that movie was murdered. And when he stepped out of the body, they were actually showing us his soul stepping out of the body. So I think it was very interestingly done. And if you're not familiar with Ghost, you might want to look at that. It's a good movie because it shows those who did not do well in this lifetime that they were actually taken away. And I mentioned last week that where they were taken was to the Bardo. Thank you. Cindy, you're on line one.
Hello, Carolyn and Richard.
Hi, Cindy.
Happy to speak with you. Hello?
I hear you, Cindy.
So okay, what did you... Hello?
I'm listening.
My question is, I'm going to have a reading with you in the future for a past life. Could you just tell me which was the most important one that I had, so when I have my reading with you, I'll know which one to ask for?
You really don't have to ask for a particular one because your soul decides which one is the most important for you for this lifetime. It's not something that I choose. Your soul chooses that.
Oh, my. Well, just to make it quick, I out of the blue, what was the life I had before this one? The most recent one?
Cindy, I didn't hear what you said. You were speaking a little too fast. Would you say that again?
The life that I had just before this life, what was it? The most recent one?
I don't understand the question. The one before this one,
Okay, this life. The life just before this life.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, who was I?
Who were you?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yeah,
I don't
yes,
know. I don't know. Let me see if I can find out. You were a female. And you used that power of the female. You knew how to do that. Your soul came in on a template. I don't know if you know about a template, but what that is coming in with the abilities of an individual. So the template that you came in on was Cleopatra. So what that means is you didn't have to live or die as her, but you had her gifts. She was a very gifted person, spoke several languages, and had a connection with Julius Caesar. Do you meditate?
Yes, often.
Well, what you might want to do when
often
you,
I meditate.
Well, when you meditate, call her in. Call her in or Julius Caesar, and they will come and work with you. It's one of the gifts that you have.
Since you were Julius Caesar's daughter, do I have a relationship with you?
Yes, I have another call, dear, and that's Linda.
I'm sorry.
Okay, sweetheart, we have to go to Linda. And Linda, what is your question, dear?
Hello, Carolyn. It's wonderful to speak with you. I talked with you many years ago, and that was after my husband left the planet, and it's been 10 years already. And I'm wondering when I'm going to be meeting up with my next life partner to carry on with the landscape, edible landscape project that I'm working on an island.
Oh, I seem to recall that edible project that you're working on. And so you want to know about the life partner.
Yeah, my next life, spiritual life partner.
I believe you do meditate.
Yes.
So what you do when you meditate is go ask for that moment before you came into this lifetime. We've talked about this before. What we do is we gather up those individuals that are going to work with us in this lifetime, and you might say we connect with them, and then we come into this lifetime. It's sort of like a memory of who they are, so when we meet them in this life, we will remember them. There'll be that connection.
That do has happened to me many times, yes.
So you've done this.
Well, with other people, when I lived in Hawaii, we instantly recognized one another. So I'm looking for someone very
special. Isn't that beautiful
special.
When you recognize other people
yeah.
that you it's, were? Well, how about you did that in Hawaii, but where? What state do you live in?
In Washington on an island.
Oh, that sounds nice. So you living in the state of Washington?
That's right.
Well, what I would suggest is go to that moment before you came into this lifetime and ask if you can see or understand the person that will be working with you here in this lifetime. Have you done that yet?
On a daily basis. I'm very open and willing and ready to meet my next life mate. I work very well in harmony.
I love that word, harmony.
That's it. So
absolutely.
I'm wondering if I've met him yet, and I don't think I've met him yet.
If you met him, you would recognize him immediately.
Exactly.
And if you haven't recognized him, you haven't met him yet. But, you know, you could call him in.
That's what I'm doing, calling him in.
How do you do
as
that?
As I'm pruning the trees. And doing all the chores, you know, wearing all the hats. It's been very interesting to do all the work. I'm just really exhausted
well,
right now.
Well, tell me how you call him in.
With my, I have what you call clairsentience, so I'm sensing all the time.
Isn't that wonderful? That's
yeah.
why you're working with plants, because you can sense them also, can't you?
Oh, yes. They're my
children. You converse with your plants?
Oh, yes, in more ways than one.
You know, that I find that very exciting. People are not aware that we can connect with anything that has a consciousness and we can communicate with it. But you know
yes,
that since
will,
you're communicating with your plants.
As they tune into us, they will transmute rare earth elements, minerals, for what our body needs.
Isn't that exciting?
So
I'm glad you
have
are calling in and food. Talking about this because there's people who aren't aware of that.
And I bring in organic mineral rock dust fertilizer and remineralize the plants, so they're organic and remineralized. And I'm just wondering when I'm going to have a partner to work with, to work alongside with, I should say.
Have you considered doing a little e-book about this?
Oh, yes. Little booklets. I'm a teacher. That's my forte. So every opportunity, even if it's one-on-one, one at a time.
So have you done the e-book?
No, I don't spend much time on the computer. But I'm just wondering when I'm going to have some help, you know, someone to work alongside with so that things, you know, it's not so much... I don't know what to say. I'm just looking forward to that time. So there's a date of May 6th that Babaji was speaking of, that things would be very different by then. And that was the outside time.
I think this next year we're going to have a lot of differences happen. There's a possibility that we'll have some earthquakes. You know, we've already had one serious earthquake, and I suspect that there'll be more.
They're happening as we speak.
That's
volcanoes, right. Volcanoes, earthquakes, right. So I feel like I was
guided
to be here.
And I think that will increase.
Yeah, I think so too. So I'm just wondering about this life partner, if there's just anything you could tune into to give me a little glimmer of hope, a point of inspiration.
Well, I think if you wrote, you don't have a website, do you?
No.
Have you considered setting up one?
Well, I'm not real computer savvy. I was living in the jungle for 20 years and, you know, kind of late to the game.
You were living in the jungle for 20 years, and where was this?
That was on Maui's windward side.
Maui's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I've been to Maui. That's a beautiful island.
We created a beautiful arboretum there together and had 23 amazing years, and then had to go sailing for 5. So I'm doing it solo, but I don't mind. You know, you work at your own pace. You find
you had a rhythm. You had a full life, didn't you?
Oh, very much so.
I suspect he'll connect with you through your website. Get somebody to help you set up a website. Put in there all of this information that you're talking about. You know, that is in great demand. And do a little ebook and offer the ebook free. I think he will meet you through that connection. He might even ask for the ebook. What you're doing is very valuable information. Information that a lot of people want to know about.
Yeah, showing people what they can do. Yeah, what's possible. You know, if she can do it by herself, well, maybe I can.
Well,
I say with myself.
when you present yourself as an example in that manner, you're
right.
Absolutely right. A lot of people see that, and they'll
right.
follow your example.
That's what it was all about in Hawaii. But I mm-hmm. married a mariner, so we had to go sailing, had to liquidate one dream to create another. So I created one here, and it's going really well. I'm enjoying being here, and the season is on.
I think that's wonderful. Anyway, get somebody to help you.
So you had told me that that my late husband, he and I would be forced into telepathic communion by his not living a full lifetime, and so I'm looking forward to that coming online, you know, the frequency shifting where that comes easier for not just myself, but many of us, and that I would be able to receive
messages
from him.
Well, I think you can do that now.
You were telling me I would trust the message because we know each other so well. We knew each other for so long here and many, many lifetimes.
Well, you can do that now. Do you connect with him now? Or do you think you connect with him now?
I think he's really busy on the other side as he was here on Earth. and so he's doing his thing, and I know he's like a feather in my cap. You know, he's like a protector. You know, he's a blessing and in my life. And it's very subtle, but I'll feel a little tickle on the top of my head. And I know it's not
a
bug.
You have such a joyous... sounding voice. You know that, don't you?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It attracts people.
Yeah, I like to inspire others because I like to be inspired. Yeah. So when he left early, I placed the entirety into perfect acceptance as my gift back to him. And
That's really hard to do.
Well, it wasn't for me. I was surprised, not really surprised, because I'm a very old soul, so, you know, so many times, and double Pisces. So I got two flash thoughts. One was a little riff, everything's going to be all right. And the other was clear the slate and get ready for what's next. And I've been doing that for 10 years.
Wow.
It took 4 years to find this big fat blessing property with the sun path and air circulation. And I'm just doing, I'm applying all my wisdom, knowledge, and experience. And
that's
so
beautiful. That's what it's all about in this particular period, applying all the knowledge and the wisdom that you have. And other people come to you for that because you're like a couple steps ahead. And you can
yes.
give that knowledge to other people.
Yes, yes. And I'm documenting it with photography. And so
wow.
I put that online, you know. Yeah, that might be a good way to draw the right person in, the most appropriate one.
I think yeah. so. And if you had a website with pictures like that and
right.
change the pictures periodically so that a person who comes in once knows there'll be changes and they'll come in again and view your pictures.
That's a very good idea. Yeah. So remember Babaji was saying that May 6th was the outside time, well within
No, I don't remember Babaji saying that, but what was it about the 6th? What was he
well,
saying?
Well, that something would occur that would change things radically. Like, it would be, whatever you want to call the opposition, you know, I don't know which name to give them. I try not to create more separation. But when they think it's in their grasp, it'll be
snatched from them. Yes.
Snatched away.
Snatched away.
Right? Yeah, we've heard that a few times now. So I'm wondering, you know, that's coming right up, May 6th.
May 6th isn't far away.
Right. So I'm excited, you know, on the edge of my seat with popcorn.
Your excitement is contagious. You know that, don't you?
Well, certain people inspire me. Thank you, Carolyn.
And you have a beautiful laugh.
Aww.
And on this website, we're talking about putting the pictures, but I think you should put little snippets of your voice also.
Oh, that's an idea. Yeah, the right use of technology.
Yes, yeah. your voice attracts people.
Mm.
It's so beautiful and clear.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll find my niche, my outward. It's been very inward, and nothing stays the same. You can count on that. Things always changing. So
right,
patience, right?
Absolutely.
We just keep things moving in the right direction, that's all.
That's true. Let's hope we do that. Well, gee, I'm
and
so glad you called in.
And one other thing, I feel like our job here is to counterbalance all the so-called negative, but that's the mire. The muck, the mire, is the nutritive qualities that help the lotus be so beautiful.
Truly. And we have somebody from California now. What is your name, dear? Helen. Helen from California. Helen, how are you,
yes.
dear?
Very good. Wonderful to hear your voice on the show. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
Very good. Finally, got a chance to get on the show, and I want to ask a question. I did past my session with you. I'm actually curious. At this crossroad, sometimes can be a little confusing and a lot. So any further advice?
What do you mean crossroad?
Things happening. I may need to find a new job or just some changing in life that the rejuvenation did not happen. But I think for good reason, we need to move on. So all things considered, that...
Helen, I think you want to be in business for yourself, don't you?
I want to be in business for myself. Yes, I do.
You're not a person that wants to work for other people.
Not really. How do you know?
Well, you have a lot of skills. And it's a case of which one of those skills do you want to market? Do you have an idea about that?
Well, if I have to find a job, I want to kind of go into the spirituality realm, do something I love, but I love to do. My husband said I have addiction to meditation. I'm not sure.
Do you have to do something? Are you compelled to do something with your husband, or are you willing to do something by yourself?
By myself. So totally by myself. We have done together for business for 16, 17 years, and learned a great deal, and trained myself a great deal for all of life and work, accumulated life and work experience. So I certainly want to do things from my heart that I love to do, not with him.
And what is it that you want to do from the heart?
Really,
see, you're talking about this, Helen, but I know that you know this. What is it that you want to do? Tell me.
I want to be like you and do things, you know, really full-time and do things that work with people's heart and a mind and a soul. That's not what our company is about, or business about. So.
And what is the best? See, I know you know the answers to this. I'm trying to get you to verbalize them. And what's the best way to do this?
What is the best way to do this?
Right.
Just to do it.
And what is it? Tell me. You need to verbalize it. Your mind goes in a lot of different directions, and you got to bring it into one point. And it would help if you verbalized it. Tell me, what is it that you want to do?
I want the world to be changed. I want to change the world, but it seems like too big a ambition that people would think I'm crazy. I like the world to be transformed. I like transformation of the world. That
instead of the world, Helen, why not a community? Why not work just within your community and transform that?
Yeah. Okay.
Things have a way of catching on. If you start something in your community, there will be other people who will think it's a good idea and pick up on it.
That's why, okay, that's good direction and instruction. I thought about that, and my husband often says it's hard to create. It's harder to create. It's easy to critique, and he has not met anybody like me. This is spiritual, and they are actually very important to me. That I don't. I like you said. Do I want to work for others? Not really.
No, you want to work for yourself, but you've got to decide what it is that you want to create in your community.
Huh. Okay. Can I work with the people?
Do you have a radio station in your community?
Do I have a what?
Radio station.
Radio station? You mean spiritual-wise or local, like KGO, like kind of KKED? Kind of radio station we do have. We don't have EBS.
You would be very good talking on a radio show, you know.
Well, you kind of hit the spot on the. I was a TV host in China. I love broadcasting. I love talking, interviewing with people. Work with people's mind and heart.
Helen, why don't you work on that? And tell me how that, how you're transforming that. I think you need to work on that.
You mean the radio show?
Sure. In your community.
Okay, that's good.
And I'll offer something special. You have a lot of skills.
Thank you. This is a very spiritual place. There's the spiritual rock, and there's all this Google people. They have Search Inside Yourself Leadership Institute. I like to combine them, and I love them to overcome their own barrier, be able to see, realize we are actually, even the Tibetan monks or Tibetan religious or non-religious groups, organizations can come together, realize we are very similar.
Helen, let me tell you something. Work on it this week and call me next week and tell me how you're doing.
This quick.
I'm putting you on a spot because it's time for you to move. You've just been thinking about all this and talking about it, and now it is time to do something about it.
Wow. Okay.
So okay. Let me know next week what you've done.
Well, that's good. Okay.
I want to hear the progress that you're making.
Wow. Okay.
I know I'm putting you on a spot, but I think it's time that you do something with it.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. You're that much to see through people.
Indeed, Helen. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. And please accept my heartfelt appreciation and wholehearted respect, as always, all the way.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. And you take care, Helen. And we'll keep in touch with the progress.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. And so I want to mention to those who are listening, to if you would like a past life reading, go to my website, the2012countdown.com, and click on the past life reading. We've got some examples there that you can listen to, because you'll have an idea of what kind of reading you would be getting, and it really is has a wide variety of thoughts and ideas in it. So do that. That's the2012countdown.com, past life reading. You can listen to some, and you could order one for yourself. It would be very beneficial to you to do this. So I invite the audience to call in. Nobody's really done this yet, wanting to know what one of their past lifetimes have been. What I do is I follow their voice all the way to their body. You might be calling in on the radio, but I follow your voice to your body, and then it is something that I can view, that I can see. So give me a call, and we'll do this. And also, check out that information at the 2012 countdown.com and listen to what a past life reading is like. You see, those readings, what people actually do in that reading is they step into that lifetime. I don't know if I talked about this the last week, but there was a lady who believed that she had a lifetime with Yeshua. And so we called him in, and he came, and he put his hand on her shoulder. She could look him in the face, and she remembered that lifetime that she had with him. It was quite remarkable. So remarkable things happen during those readings. So again, that's the 2012countdown.com, and click on that tab that says past life reading, and you can listen to some of them. They're really very beautiful. And Drew from Connecticut, welcome.
Hi,
what can
Carolyn.
I do for you?
Well, I thought I would call. I had a reading once, I guess, a year or so ago with you, which was fascinating. It was recorded, and you and Richard gave a magnificent, I guess, understanding of one of my past lives. But I thought I'd call again tonight to say hello to both of you and just see from the sound of my voice if it resonates with perhaps another past life that you'd like to share any insights.
So, Drew, you're asking me if hearing your voice, if I am aware of another past lifetime other than the one that Richard and I worked with you? Is that the question?
Yes. Right. If, for example, is there any particular past life now that is, I guess, integrating in this current dimension that is empowering me to learn more about and why I lived in and how it can change what I'm doing now?
Well, I'm following your voice, Drew, and I see you as a Roman soldier. Now, you were not the Roman soldier that fought. You were the Roman soldier that built things, that connected roads. You were using what looked like a plumb bob, drawing straight roads. You're very creative in this lifetime, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy reading and writing. As far as actual engineering, I mean, I am in real estate, so maybe that has to do with roads and building.
Well, I don't see you as engineering in this lifetime, but what you brought from that other lifetime was the creativity. You're very creative. And you're in the selling. What you do for a living is selling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in real estate for almost 26 years now.
So you're selling real estate, and you do it in a very creative manner.
I do. I do things a little differently. Mm-hmm.
So tell me what you do that's a little bit different.
Well, I have a team concept that I use, and I work with developers to find land, and we develop new homes. So we actually not only sell residential resale, but we actually start from the ground up with an architect, builder, landscaper, and we create new developments. So it's like a development for creating new.
My goodness, what amazing work you're doing. Look at all of the families that you're providing homes for.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love that. So it's so interesting, too, because I read a book called Your Soul's Plan. I don't really know Robert Schwartz, but...
Your Soul's what?
Your Soul's Plan by Robert Schwartz.
It's okay.
Like the life that you planned before you were born.
And
interestingly enough, it ties into a Roman soldier as well.
And oh, really?
Amazing.
Yes, oh, that's interesting.
Yes. And you know,
so I saw you as this Roman soldier, and you actually read that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I had sort of that intuitive. I also had a experience where I was, you mentioned about stone, that we were traveling. My wife and I were traveling in a wagon, and we were actually attacked. One of the things that resonated with me was being vulnerable to people who might be hitting agendas. So that was sort of that were you, I don't know whether you sensed any of that, but as a Roman, we were unguarded and we were sort of attacked going to another village by these, I don't know, these people who clubbed us or, you know, hurt us. And what resonated with me then was just be suspect or be very sensitive to people who may not have light energy. Beware of people who may have darker energy, but, you know, it's always the good and the bad and the light and the dark, but just be very sensitive to that. Is that anything that you're sensing?
Well, no, I wasn't looking along those lines. When you started talking about your wife, I was really connecting with her. You know, you've had a lot of lifetimes with her.
Interesting.
But I think you know that, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You had pointed that out before. So, well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. I think I would encourage anyone who's listening tonight, if they haven't called you in the past, to get a reading, because it definitely impacted me. And I'm assuming you're still recording them and you're passing those along, correct?
Yes.
Yes,
and you can go to the 2012countdown.com, the past life reading, and order one. She would
Great.
Get a lot of okay. Yeah, she would get a lot out of that. And she would get a copy of that, and we would send it to her.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Carolyn. All the best wishes to you and Richard, and I'm enjoying listening to your show. So thank you for the opportunity tonight.
Well, you're welcome, and we're glad to have you on board. And we have another person waiting to talk to me. Who was that? Claudia from Kentucky. Hi, Claudia. Welcome.
Hello, Carolyn. Hello, Richard. It's wonderful to connect with you.
What can we do for you, Claudia?
Carolyn, I was wondering if you could just give me some insight on any of my past lives that you're picking up on that will help me in my situation right now.
Tell me about your situation.
I'm in a work situation that I'm not really happy with. I feel like I need, you know, to be working there to pay my bills. And what I really want to be doing more of is my healing work. And I just find that I have to take these jobs just to pay the bills and support myself. And
well, let's go in another direction. Tell me about your healing work.
I've been doing reconnective healing for the last several years, but I haven't been doing much of it recently because the job that I have right now takes up a lot of my time and quite honestly just wears me out physically. So I don't have much energy left to do what I want to be doing.
I can hear that fatigue in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to, how many hours a day do you have to work at your job? Is that a 9-to-5 job?
It's 8-to-5, and I have a 45-minute commute on each end. So I literally leave at 7 in the morning and don't get home till 6. So, and I know it's exacerbating some health conditions I have, and it's not the best thing for me, but obviously I need the income right now.
Except that leaves Saturday and Sunday open.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't you do your regular job and do your healing work on Saturday and Sunday?
Right now I'm still quite tired and don't feel in a balanced state, enough of a balanced state to be a clear channel and work on or with other people.
You know, try working with one person. I think what you will find, if you work with one person on healing, it's going to increase your vitality. Your job is depleting your energy. You meditate, don't you?
I do. Not as much as I should, but I do.
I want you to ask your soul how important it is for you to be working with healing with people. I think you're going to find that the recommendation is going to come that is very important. It's one of the reasons why you came into this lifetime at this particular point in history. You need to be working with people on healing. And you are using your excuse as being tired from your job not to get to it. And it's one of the most important things that you have to get to.
Okay. Uh, Okay, I appreciate that.
Can you afford a past life reading?
Probably. Yeah.
Well, go to the 2010countdown.com past life reading and order one. I think it would be beneficial to you.
Okay. Very good.
Good talking to you, Claudia.
Wonderful to talk to you, Carolyn.
Do we have someone else waiting to talk to me? Okay. So I invite people in the audience to call in. We have lines open at the moment. And you could get a mini reading of a past lifetime. Would love to do it for you. The show is almost coming to the end. Can you believe that we've been on board for an hour almost? So we'll have to be leaving soon. And if you want to talk to me, it's got to be like pick up your phone now and get on the phone and call me now, because we are getting to the end of this show. So we don't have someone right at the moment who is trying to get in to talk to me. But I was talking about that movie Ghost. And if you have the ability to look at that movie, you might want to look at it, because there's a lot of really good things there. And those people who were doing things that wasn't right were taking... Oh, we got someone calling in before the time is up. Bob from Colorado. What can we do for you?
I wanted to ask about a past life, possibly that I had around the end of the 1700s to the 1800s in Washington, D.C., I believe, or maybe Philadelphia.
Tell me what you are aware of about that lifetime.
I was told that I was a scribe and that I worked on the Constitution. Is that correct?
Let me check. I see you sitting at a desk writing. I'm not sure if it's the Constitution. Let me get closer. It was, but I wouldn't call you a scribe. You were working on the Constitution, but you were a man of ideas. To me, a scribe, and maybe it's just, you know, the way the words that we're using. To me, a scribe is somebody that takes down information that someone else gives to them. You were a creator, and yes, you did work on the Constitution. I see you sitting at this desk, and I see others with you. What?
Did I sign that Constitution? Because I actually had a copy of the Constitution, and one of the signatures looked like one of the way that I used to write when I was younger. So I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. And what was the name of that individual?
I don't remember the name. I just remember looking at the signature thinking, God, that looks like my handwriting when I was younger. So.
I think you ought to look at that again.
Okay.
Get the name and meditate on it, because all those signers of the Declaration of Independence were, first of all, they were spiritual individuals. They were trying to bring in good news for the world, actually. I think it would be a good idea if you could pick up that name and study that man's lifetime. It would be important.
I would be able to look that up, right?
Of course you can look it up.
Okay, good.
Look it up. Study the man's lifetime. I think it would help bring some memories.
All right, great. And then are any things from that lifetime pertainable to this lifetime?
They always are. We always carry over things into this lifetime that we have learned from the past. And I would suggest, if you were able to afford it, to go to the 2012countdown.com and order a past life reading. Because you can ask
that right now.
Yeah, you can ask questions about the individuals in that lifetime. You have a lot of questions about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to see how it would pertain to this one, if certain things that I was thinking about could possibly work.
What we've done in the past always connects to this particular lifetime, always. And I think we're at the end of the show, aren't we, Doug? Or do we? I've got 7 minutes about. Does someone else want to call in for these last 7 minutes? 7 minutes, folks. Call in if you wish. You can be the last one on the show. We have 7 minutes. So if we don't have another caller, I'll discuss the Bardo. It is a place where souls are taken to reflect upon what they have done in this life, in their past, in the current lifetime, that needs to be corrected. The experience that I had with it was Julius Caesar was in the Bardo. I talked about this last week, and if you were listening to the show, you would remember what I said. But he was in the Bardo, and he came to me, and I released him through love. And while we're talking about that, love, so much can be accomplished with love. So much by way of healing ourselves and others, and of calling in a spiritual advisor that would work with us. Claudine from Oregon.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, darling. Yeah, we probably have 1 minute. What can we do for you?
Yeah, if you have anything to say about my last previous incarnation.
What do you want to know about it?
Just, you know, what you're seeing about it and how it affects me now.
Okay. You were a man in that lifetime. Because you believed that men were the ones that held power. And the way that is being carried over into this lifetime is when you were between lifetimes, you were taught that it doesn't matter whether you are a man or a woman, but to stand in your own personal power. That is the lesson for you in this lifetime, to stand in your own personal power. Are you giving your power away?
I have done that a few times, yeah.
That's a question that you need to ask yourself. Are you giving your power away? And if you are, you need to stop that. Be your own creator. Don't give your power away to anyone else.
Oh, okay.
What is there that you want to...
Do you know where and when this was?
Where and when what was?
That lifetime.
We said the one previous to this one.
Yeah.
Well, I answered that.
Okay.
Well, folks, it's time for me to leave the show. And I would suggest for people who are able to do this, go to the 2012countdown.com and order a past life reading. You can ask all these questions about what you've done in the past, what you should be doing in this lifetime, and how that carries over. Oh, I've got a donation button. Thank you for reminding me. Those people who we have talked to. If you would like to donate something for the time that we have given you and the gifts that we have given you, you can go to the donate button and donate what is in your heart to give. And thank you for reminding me of that. So good night for now. Until next week, this is Carolyn Evers, sending love your way. And I'd like to thank all of those at BBS for taking care of us in such a wonderful manner.